secure in the palm of God's hand. That image for me is one of the most powerful images in Scripture, to think that in the midst of it all, in the midst of everything I do, everywhere I go, I'm in the palm of God's hand. And then I don't know if any of you have this, but I have people I love that I can't control. I don't know if any of you have that, but I do. And to think that they are in the palm of God's hand, that they are secure and safe, and that God has got them, allows me to have peace in every moment they are apart from me, in every decision they make that I don't like, to know that God has got them. Now, the Scriptures never promised, especially if you listen very carefully to the wisdom of Solomon, he does not promise that we aren't going to have trials and tribulations and go through things that are pretty rough. But we are still held by God when we are there. That God is still with us in the midst of everything that this life is bringing. But both Isaiah in Revelation gave us the other promise. The promise not of what God is doing while we're here, but the promise of what's to come. That we will all be on God's holy mountain, and we will have a feast beyond measure. And I had to think about that when I was sitting down at a table just recently at my sister's house, because they don't realize how much Scripture comes in my head when I'm gathered with them. But there we were at this beautiful table. Barbara has this gorgeous granite table. And it kind of curves and sways like a wave. So I always feel like I'm at an ocean front. But on that table were these lobsters just boiled and pretty red. And this chicken piccata. And this green bean thing that was done. They love to really cook well and present it so that when you sit down, you feel like you've gone to a 5-star restaurant and that you are the only one eating and everybody is paying attention to you. So when I think about the heavenly feast and that heavenly banquet and that table that is spread on God's holy mountain, I have a human image that I bring with me. But can you imagine, because you might not have lobster on your feast table. You might be allergic to shellfish. But you know what your table would look like. You know the spread that would be there. You know that the candles would be shining and light would be all around. And the other thing that my family reunion reminded me of is that everybody you love who has a right relationship with God is there at that table. Isn't that a beautiful thing to behold? Can't you see your table now? Can you see who's sitting there with you? But in the meantime, we're here on earth, aren't we? Longing for that table, longing for that feast. That's why we have this feast, this day, so that as we have this foretaste of that heavenly banquet, we can remember the promise that it's coming. But we can also remember the promise that we are held in the palm of God's hand. I have a favorite group that sings, and they're called Eden's Bridge. And they're a Celtic group, so they sing a little bit slow and melodic, and if we're not careful and it's warm in here and I played it, we'd all fall asleep. But they sing one song about the shadow of God's hand. And when I think about being held in the palm of God's hand, that sometimes I think, I don't know about any of you, but I feel like I fall through the cracks and that God's not holding me anymore because maybe I even jumped out of his hand. But to think that the shadow, even the shadow of God's hand, can cover me and surround me and keep me safe and secure, that even in that shadow of his hand. I am being held and loved. And that the ones that I love, who I can't control, if they are within the shadow of his hand, they are safe. So on All Saints Sunday, as we remember those who have gone before, they are the ones who kind of brought us forward into a relationship with Christ so that we could be held in the palm of God's hand or be in that place of shadow in those times we feel we've fallen. But if it weren't for the saints who taught us about Christ, we wouldn't even know that God has a hand that we can be held in. We wouldn't even know that there is this heavenly banquet, this feast that is waiting for us. So I can't help but think about the people we know who we have that feeling they don't know Jesus, that they don't know that God is holding them, that they don't know that they are beloved by God, that they are precious in God's sight, that maybe they have fallen from the palm of his hand because they jumped off. They need to know that message, because it was clear today in all three passages that the people who will be in heaven or heaven here on earth will be those who are in a right relationship with God. Because remember, I went too far in that passage, and the ones who weren't in a right relationship with God would experience a second death. So today I'm very grateful for Ella Caroline Nielsen was my mother's mother. And Ella raised Doris in the Swedish Lutheran Church and taught her about Jesus and taught her about God. And Doris raised five children, and only one is a follower of Jesus. But I am so grateful for the gift of my mother, who never lost sight that I needed to be, or that all of her children needed to be, in a relationship with Jesus. I will be eternally grateful that at 18 she made me get baptized, even though I didn't want to be. But I did it because I loved my mother. And when I did her funeral in that same congregational church in Columbia, Connecticut, and they have this huge marble baptismal font, and I saw that font over there, I went, Lord, you do things in very strange and mysterious ways. But I know all of us have saints this morning that we are grateful for. So like I said, in the midst of Holy Communion, you'll have an opportunity to light a candle, and Matthew will be there to make sure we have some more candles. He'll see them when he gets up there, so that if you want to light one, you can have one to light. And if you want to take it with you after worship, you are more than welcome to do that. Because even the robe I'm wearing today is a reminder of my mother. Because that was when I went to get my doctorate in ministry, it was a gift from my family. So the saints, my saints of God, are here with me this morning. And my saints of God that I serve together with are here with me this morning. So we are about to get to that place where we receive Holy Communion, where we remember the saints of God. There will be a space in the midst of the service where I will say, especially those we name before you, and you are allowed to call out the name of your saint and don't feel like you have to wait for someone else to finish speaking, because God hears it all at the same time. So this is a prayer that we offer to God. Your hymnals, if you turn to page 15 and 16, you will find it. Your response is there. But if you ever worry or wonder, just please remember that you are held in the palm of God's hand, and so are the ones you love, either departed or still here on earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.